Rockin', rockin' and rollin', down to the beach I'm strolling. But the seagulls poke at my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
Their sleeves, eager to earn a fat bounty from the Zahn Consortium. Ghost for the butt, Mac for the butt, and Sarn, well, Sarn just likes to hunt. After a brief detour for some rill, we last left our heroes pursuing their first lead, an older, apparently drunk man named Graf Flynn. Well, I guess at least they have something in common.
But, old. Graf, so. We're all named Graf.
Drugs.
You guys really are stupid.
You can't say that.
I absolutely can.
No, God doesn't say that in real life.
I am one recap behind, so I didn't get to the end of this episode, but I seem to remember that you were in Graf's house, right? Talking to him?
About to talk to him.
Okay.
I don't remember about what, though.
Okay.
Drugs it was, apparently.
Okay, so you guys have gotten in. He had come to the door, and you convinced him to let you into his house. I don't remember why. I think you offered him some real. It's starting to come back to me a little bit.
Yeah. But Sarn doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
Me,
I had two and I offered one to him, yes.
You have two?
Well, he doesn't know that.
Oh, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Good job.
The stink
Good
of
job,
sweat
guy.
And the stinging odor of raw alcohol assaults your senses, causing your eyes to water. The single room is small and strewn with trash, debris, and empty liquor bottles.
Debris.
The center debris. Of the floor
debris.
Is dominated by a single sweat-stained mattress, and the only light is cast by a dingy, flickering lamp. So, what's all this, then?
Are we all in there? Did we come back? Because I think we walked away after a little bit at the end of towards the last one, because you were going on a reel. You were just shouting reel a bunch of times.
Reel.
Sarn left looking for reel. Oh, did
no,
you like...
I walked away. I think we came back. I don't remember.
I don't remember exactly where you left off.
Oh. Yeah, me neither.
Okay, well, let's say that you're in his house. So, what's all this, then?
That
this
was
Graf
a lot of debris. This is a lot of debris, it looks like.
Yeah,
I'm sneezing all over this place. When was the last time you got this place dusted?
Wait, what is debris?
Debris.
It's space for debris.
Oh.
Yeah, he's talking about all my shit.
It's very light, nice shit.
Thank you.
Like, just look at that pile of nappies over there.
What the? No. Those aren't nappies. Those are me napkins.
Oh, look at that pile of napkins over there.
I'm saving them for later.
I would describe all of this as refuse.
You just come into my home and start making fun of my possessions?
No.
Wait, would you not?
Oh, is that some kind of Wookiee thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I think your house is lovely.
Thank you, please.
Nice layer of dust everywhere.
What do you want? I mean, we
already talked about what we want.
Drugs. Honestly, I don't remember what you asked.
We want to know
really good drugs.
We want to know about your time with the gang.
The gang.
The gang.
the gang?
I forgot their name. Because it's been a week in real time.
The name of the gang is the Rodarian Chain.
We want to know about your time with the Rodarian Chain gang.
Oh, and as you say that, you sort of see him look, like, slightly upward towards the sky. And he gets, like, a little twinkle in his eye. He's like, oh, my time with the chain. Oh, it was a great time. Great time.
Well, then why did you leave?
Well, on account of this, and he had a walking stick. And with the walking stick, he taps on his left leg. And you hear just sort of like a clunk. Not indicative of flesh. And you notice that he has a peg leg.
Hey, peg leg, peg toe.
Oh. All right, yeah.
I knew. Hey, Sarn, you have a connection with this fella. That and your guys' obsession with drugs.
I've known many a raider with a peg leg. I don't think that's a sufficient reason to leave.
They just didn't want me no more.
They kicked you out?
Yeah. After this, me leg.
They couldn't give you, like, a job behind a computer or something?
Well, they're not exactly selling insurance, are they?
I don't know. What do they do?
Oh. Insurance?
Do they sell insurance?
Are they...
Who's asking?
Is it life? Is it good insurance? Will it cover liabilities?
No.
Well, I don't think we'll be covered.
Does it cover space aids?
Also, no. They don't sell insurance. That was sarcastic.
Oh. Well, just so you know, Wookiees don't do sarcasm.
Oh, also, that's, just so you know, that's why he looks confused. So you know,
we are looking to be insured.
What just happened?
Oh, it's just a thing. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you don't need it.
Don't tell me what to worry about.
Oh,
what happened?
Well, see, I lost my leg. That's why I got a fake one.
Who ate your leg?
Who rolled two destinies?
I think my computer's lagging.
Well, it certainly wasn't me. Because I just
saw the thing that said roll destiny, so I did it.
Oh, yeah, so I clicked it, but connected. I think it's frozen.
So I saw you rolled it, but it didn't add it to the count.
No, now I can't do anything on the screen.
So you might have to restart it. Alright, so we're at two light and two dark. Or two light and one dark.
Hey.
So four light and one dark.
Four light, one dark.
And oh, I get to roll one. One more dark. That should be everyone. Okay, Andy, did you restart? Are you back in?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
So what was your job with the chain game?
I was a general pirate, you know, doing pirate things. Basically what I was told. But
I'm sort of a pirate myself.
Oh, you are? Who are you with?
The Kahuna Wave?
What is that? Some kind of catering business?
We're the hot new gang, if you want to call us compadres, the trio plus a robot head.
Well, I never heard nothing. I never heard of you.
We're fresh on the market.
You run with the Talos, maybe the Stone Skins.
They wish they could roll with us. I got into this business because of those people. Is you know, they ruined me. No way.
No. we got some problems around here with the Stone Skins in this neighborhood.
Do you?
In this neighborhood, yes. Yeah.
Oh, they're awful. They're awful. Total disrespect.
Yeah, they just don't do it like they used to.
No, there used to be respect for the authority and for your elders, and you just don't find that anymore. I think it's just the age, you know.
So you guys,
kids and their hot new droids.
You guys are trying to track down the Redarian chain.
Precisely.
For what?
You know, stuff.
Oh, for stuff.
We hunt the butt radar.
Well, I wasn't gonna tell. Okay, yeah, so, we're hunting somebody. So we're hunting a.
So you say that, and he starts to. He's taken aback a little bit. And he's like,
"The butt. You guys are trying to kill the butt radar."
Yeah.
And I'm pointing at Sarn. He has already killed one. We seek to kill another.
Out of character, I would like to remind Ghost that Sarn actually told you he's killed several butt radars, which was a lie.
He's killed many. I reverse what I said. He's killed many butt radars. We only seek to add another notch to the tally.
Yes, so many butt radars I've killed. You see these notches on the back of my gun?
Those
butt radars. Sarn's,
I think those Sarn's are cooling vents.
Sarn's known for killing butts.
I like to slay butts.
Okay. I'm trying to think of. All right, I'm gonna roll for this guy.
What?
What?
What are you gonna roll?
Wisdom. Right, this game doesn't have wisdom.
Okay.
Former pirate.
You knew that. So you killed. You killed how many butt radars?
Several.
When was that?
It's been a little while since I've gotten to one, but
I mean, because there's really only been just the one change that I know of. Maybe there was one I missed, but I do precisely remember one being killed.
But how long ago was that?
Wow. It was about...
I don't know. How long ago was the Bed Bebo thing?
Oh, no.
It was a
couple... I mean, if you kill one butt radar and another one shows up, that ergo, lots of butt radars. There has to be, you know.
Inso facto.
Are you trying to say all Wookiees look alike?
That's no. Racist. Well, they do mostly look similar.
That's not cool, man.
Well, except this one, of course. This one looks different, and I don't think I need to tell you why.
Yeah,
that's
he's gone.
Worse.
This Wookiee is brain dead.
He's so upset.
He's so stupid. And he's got big dumb hair.
Well, he'll never listen to this. He doesn't smell very good.
No, he smells like a fucking.
Have you ever met a Wookiee that does though?
He smells like a wet shower.
Honest,
a wet dog in a shower.
A wet dog in a shower?
Actually, I think a wet Wookiee would be worse. All right, well, he's gone a lot longer than I thought he would be for the bashing.
I know, we can't keep this up.
He's not going to come back.
So while your Wookiee friend is just stopped talking, really...
He's having a flashback, I think.
Oh, that's strange. So there was... a change. It was quite dramatic, but that's the only change in butt radar that I know of.
That you know of?
That you know of?
I would know of it. I was in the organization. It's not
a
gigantic
but there's lots of
organization.
There's
well,
several
let's go
butt
down
radar.
There right now.
What?
Let's go down there right now, and I'll show you the differences.
Show me the different. Go down to where?
To where butt radar is.
We're looking for him. Where is he at?
It's been several years since I've been in. I don't know where the headquarters is anymore. They don't exactly keep it in the same place.
All right, where was the old headquarters?
Look, mates. I know I'm out of the loop these days, but I can help you. I want to help you, really, I do. Blasted after what those cutthroats did to me, or let happen to me. And he points again to his prosthetic leg. I've been waiting years for a chance to get back at that Bud Radar and the crew. It ain't about money. I don't want none. All I be wanting is justice. Graf sets his jaw and looks at you, his eyes suddenly moistened with emotion.
His lips or his eyes?
Yes. Ouch.
His eyes.
Yes. Yes. I do love justice.
Ghost, you're back.
Let's go get some justice.
Do you need justice on the butt radar?
Yes.
We need several heapings of justice.
You well, see these scars.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. And I guess I see your scars. What about
you? Do you have any contacts? Each one of these is a debt I owe to the Butt Radar.
It's been years since I've been in there. I don't have contacts anymore.
You don't talk to anybody from the old gang?
So how are you going to help us?
I give you my body. I give you my soul.
What does that mean?
Well, I'd like to help. I'd like to get the justice.
Are you joining our team?
Well, I mean, it's a bit early for that. But yes.
Oh, are you sending us your thoughts and prayers or something? Or
you would like to join the Kahuna Wave Gang?
Perhaps temporarily.
We do accept the prosthetically challenged.
It's been a long time since I've been in this shit. And
I think you'd work out well. Look at my friend's toe here.
Would you quit pointing out my toe?
I think it's amazing.
That's what that
I think
is.
It's amazing. It's a feat of science.
Hey, at least you got a foot.
Feat of science. we were under the impression that you could help us out.
Oh, yes, I will help you.
How?
I will come along, and if you need me, I will help you. I wish I had some contacts.
Are you good with the blaster?
If I had one.
You don't have a blaster?
No. I have this! And he pulls out a... what is it called?
Nope, it's a sword.
It is a...
Lightsaber.
It is a... it is not. It is a...
Of course.
A vibro rapier.
Holy shit!
Which is... awfully close to vibro raper, which is what I almost said.
What did you call that?
It is a vibro rapier.
A what?
A vibro rapier.
It's a type of sword. Right. Good for stabbing.
It's excellent for stabbing.
He's got a vibrating raper over here.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a pirate.
Never gets old.
All right, well, that's useful.
We're not above low-hanging fruit here.
Oh, that's clear. And neither am I when I was almost talking about your Wookiee tits.
My scars!
Oh, I'm sorry. Your scars. Well, okay, where are we going next?
Where was their old base?
We should ask God. Dear God, where am I going next?
Well, you guys did get... You got leads from Venlana, so you are not out of leads.
Well, let's go to the next lead.
I put it in...
Leads.
In the,
are the leads in the journals?
They are in the journals.
Yeah, I wrote them down too, though, somewhere.
Also, it's not letting me do anything.
What do you mean?
It won't let me, like, says a game is paused.
Oh.
Probably because Tiger paused the game.
And then where is it at?
I'm trying to send it over to you, but I just... There it is.
You're scared. Graf Lind.
Oh, let's go to Krezo Wasati.
I like this plan.
Oh, Krezo.
Yeah, you know Krezo?
Graf, yeah, I know him. He runs basically what is like a pawn shop. A space pawn shop.
Oh, okay. Where's his shop?
He's a fence, then.
You might say that. I wouldn't say that to him.
He finds that offensive.
This is going to be very, very frustrating if this is how it's going to be for every reaction.
Oh, you get used to it. Don't worry about it.
No, you don't. You do not.
You'd be surprised,
guys. I got dip out for a second. I got to dip out for a second.
He's got a what?
He said laundry.
Okay, so let's go to Krezo Wasanti.
Yeah, I know Krezo. But I don't remember. How did you get here?
How did we get to your house?
Yeah, how are we going to get over to Krezo's?
Oh.
Space taxi.
Space taxi?
Mm-hmm. Or we didn't have a speeder?
No, it was more like a space taxi.
Did we steal the space taxi?
No, it was given to us.
It was given to us?
I literally don't remember how you got here. Oh, wait. I don't remember how you got here. Did you take the car, the self-driving car? You must have. Yeah, you did. Because you spent a very, very long time figuring out how the valet parking system worked. It was riveting radio, which is why I did not get to the end. So you guys took a self-driving car, which, by the way, I've added 5 obligation because you are living on that basically from the government of Seleucumai because you told them you were a diplomat.
That's fantastic. Right. And I have a gun to prove it.
Yeah. So
you added
potentially,
all of us or just a boo?
Well, it's to the party, but yeah, it's just to Mac.
Good, because I filled some of my obligation.
You fulfilled. Do you fill your drug habit with more drugs? I don't think that's going to get you out of the obligation.
Then what gets me out of the obligation? Rehab?
It's the age-old question.
I thought the point was to fulfill the obligation, and my obligation is drugs.
It sounds like what you might call a vicious cycle of addiction.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I don't know why it's an obligation.
Oh, now we lost the Wookiee again. This is going great.
Sorry, I had a phone call from work. It was I had to take it, so. Sorry about that.
Did you tell him to eat my butt?
I did tell them that they had to eat a man named Griff's butt.
My name is Graf.
I like Griff better, though.
It's fine. So, what? Can you guys drive? Otherwise, I'm gonna have to hitchhike.
Yeah, we'll drive.
Oh, okay. And so you guys get into the self-driving speeder, and it's the two of you up front, and in the back, Ghost takes up most of the room, and he's like basically in a clown car because he's so big, barely fitting in this speeder. And then you try to cram in Graf with him, and it's even more comical in the back seat.
Not a lot of space back here.
All right, Graf, where are we going?
We're going to Krezo's.
Yeah, where is that?
It's at Krezo's shop.
Where is Krezo's shop?
It's in a different neighborhood than this one.
Do you know the address?
You may.
Is it by a place that sells a breakfast?
No.
Oh, but
strange of you to ask. It's nighttime, I think. You know what?
It's always time for breakfast.
It's unclear what time it is ever. Okay.
And he hands you
a business card, and it says Crazo's Imports on it, and it has an address / coordinates.
All right, let's plug in the coordinates here.
I always keep this in my wallet, you know, in case I need to go over to Crazo's.
You got any money in that wallet?
No, it's not that kind of wallet.
It's like a kangaroo's wallet.
Do you have any? Do you have any candy in that wallet?
No, it's also not that kind of wallet. Oh wait, hold on. Now I got it. Now I'm gonna have to bring what's his name? Graf.
Griff.
Or Griff, but mostly Graf. All right.
Hello, Graf.
Well, I can't see anything. Oh, wait. It's loading.
Oh.
There it is.
Okay. Let's see.
Hey guys, what are we going to ask this guy?
All right. So you walk into Crazel's shop. As you enter the import shop, you are greeted by a soft chime and a pleasant gust of environmentally conditioned air scented by exotic goods. The shop's shelves and counters are spotless, well-organized and stocked with a wide selection of luxury goods, trinkets, and unidentifiable knickknacks from all over the galaxy. A short, olive-skinned Rodian with red-gold eyes sitting behind a red-polished... No, that's not red. With red-gold eyes sitting behind a polished metal counter raises his gaze from a datapad and briefly sizes you up. His face suddenly lights up with a welcoming smile. "Greetings, my friends!" he says in thickly accented basic. "What can Crazo do for you on this fine Seleucami day?"
Thought it was Crazo. Nice.
Hey, keep it down.
Keep it down.
And I point at Graf. Don't you recognize him?
No, I don't.
Crazo, I got a question. We're looking for some unique goods. Some unique, possibly pirated goods.
Is this some kind of pun?
No.
Because I don't respond to puns.
We're not even in the same sector as puns right now. We're just looking for some guns, not puns.
Ah, I see.
Ah.
Technically not a pun. Okay. Now, why am I being quiet? Is he sensitive of hearing?
This is Graf Lint. He is part of the Rodian chain gang. We are here to offer some goods the order of the Butt Radar.
Butt Radar, and you start to see him shuffling under the desk.
What? Butt Radar.
What? What are you doing under there?
Charlie, like in this Marino's voice.
Hold on.
Is that really what he sounds like?
Keep hands on the table here.
The name they came up with for the bed.
Not you, Mac.
Well, you know. You never really grow up.
And he's just nervously like hitting his fingers. He's not really, you can see his hands. He's not like, I did say under, but I mean, it's just, he's fidgeting.
We're not trying to cause you any trouble, friend. We're just looking to possibly.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about it. Nothing about it. No.
You know nothing about the Rodian chain game?
No, nothing. Nothing. Nope. Not
they never
nope,
came
nope,
in.
Nope.
Even though you're a Rodian?
I'm a Rodian. Yep, you got that right, but no, nothing
about
it.
You're not part of this Rodian chain.
No.
Game.
No.
Sorry, I don't like this guy. I don't think he's being very cooperative. What?
It's not Rodian chain gang. It's Redarian chain gang.
I like rodeo.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this Rodian chain gang.
What about
Redarian? And you see him get nervous again, but he says, don't. Crazy. I don't know it.
Crazo. Listen, I'm a diplomat. Let's be diplomatic about this. And I pull out my gun.
You need to roll a check.
What kind of check?
It's deception.
or intimidation, he's pointing a gun at the store owner.
Matt, this didn't end well last time you did this.
It's going to be...
Says you! Wow! Says you! Wow!
Wow!
It didn't. We blew his head. I blew his head off.
Are you guys talking about having killed a shopkeeper again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That only happened once, and that was with you with the gun, not me.
I don't know.
I'm the level-headed one.
Here, right, it's going to be a good cop. It's a three difficulty.
On what?
Deception.
Is it deception or intimidation?
It depends. It didn't sound like intimidation to me.
He's holding a gun.
A gun at him?
Okay, sorry. Then it can be... it can be... you said coercion?
Intimidation.
I think that is coercion.
There's no intimidation in this.
Oh, so coercion, yeah, I think would be better.
Coercion, and it's going to be against...
Or negotiation.
So it'll be two difficulty.
That's failed.
You failed?
Yeah.
That's not good. Oh, but roll a boost die.
Oh.
So just roll one boost. Prep? Yeah, don't roll any difficulty. Just roll the boost, and we'll see if it cancels.
How do I do that again?
There's a dice. Kidding. There's a die in the chat.
Oh, I see. Is it just one boost?
Just one boost. So what was this? This is... All right, so you still failed. It doesn't matter. And he knows that you're not a diplomat. He's still kind of nervous.
Because, I would be too.
Well, guns make him a little bit nervous. So,
can I show him my Assassin's Guild badge?
Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys have shown you're scary, and he's not saying that sarcastically. He's like, you guys are scary people. What do you want? What do you want from me?
We want to know where the butt radar is.
I don't know where. I don't know what that is.
But do you know how to find the Rodarian chain gang?
We are just trying to offload some goods.
That too.
Yeah, offload some goods. That's all we're trying to do.
Oh, well, what kind of goods?
Don't ask too many questions. We just need the Rodarian chain gang.
Illegal ones.
And he starts stammering.
Sorry, we need some of your intimidation tactics.
I've bent my gun.
Okay. Point your toe at him.
That's going to be... that's coercion. Well, it's two red.
Two red?
It should have been two red last time, but it doesn't really matter. He still failed.
Instead of two difficulty or in addition to?
No, just the two red.
Do I get a boost?
You get a boost, yes. Hold on. Two boosts.
Ooh, two boosts.
Two boobs. Oh, wow. But you have an advantage there. Two advantages.
I don't see it.
You don't see it.
Okay, there it is.
Okay. Says, okay. I know you guys mean serious business. What do you need me to sell? Or what? What do you need from me?
I need the contacts for the Rodarian chain gang.
And then as you say that, Graf steps up to the counter and says, "Listen to me. You're gonna tell us what we wanna know. And we wanna know where to find your contact at the Rodarian gang. And we know you're not talking to anybody worth anything, you little shit. No. We just need something." So
as it's like said, the NPC's doing the NPC.
So he says, I love that, it. And then Crazo Okay. Yeah, oh, you're right. I don't do anything with them. I don't talk directly to anybody worth anything. But the only person I know is this human female named Mandy. She's the one that sold me the stolen disruptors.
Human female named Mandy? Is she rich? Is she good looking? Answer the first question first.
What are you, Garcho Marx?
I mean, if the shoe That's fits. It.
And then Graf again is like,
what am I supposed to do with just some chick named Mandy? I can't use that information. He's like, fine. The only other thing I know about her, she said something about Blackwing Crater.
Blackwing Crater. I think we need to start acting more like Graf. Just start yelling at people.
No, that is not something that I'd like you to do. I am not a role model.
Hey. Grizo, what's your name?
It's Crazo.
Crazo, I was close. Do you have any guns?
Guns here? No, no. I sell more like antiques, stuff like that.
Any good? Do you have any weapons?
Guns are weapons.
Do you have any
busters? There are other types of weapons.
No.
What did you want with disruptors then?
I'm just moving them along into the, you know.
No, I don't know.
Get him. Oh, fuck the hell. It's okay. Crazy.
I can sell you some. I have some weapons. They're mostly light weapons.
Are they
lightsabers or like they just really like lightweight?
I don't have lightsabers.
God damn it.
You would know what to do with one anyway.
It's my dream to become a Jedi.
You're a little old. You are a little old for that.
That's not a thing anymore.
Neither are the Jedi.
That's true, too. That's why it's not a thing. That's why I could be one if I want to. It's the perfect time. Because hey, nobody else is.
Graf.
Yeah.
Why don't you trade him your vibro rapier for a gun?
Never.
It will help us out a lot more.
I love this vibro raper.
All right.
Better lay off Steffi Graf there.
All right, Grizo. How much for the light blaster?
That's a good question. How much does a light blaster cost?
Wait, Graf, would you use it if I got it for you?
Wait, do I got to give up my vibro raper?
No, you can keep it.
It's not nice of you, Sarge.
Well, you know what? Never mind.
No, he's on our team, and you guys are prosthetic buddies. You're prosthetic pals.
I will sell you this blaster for 400 credits.
Sarn, you might want to negotiate and, you know, use some of your negotiation tactics.
Please tactics on me.
You should see some of his tactics. They are very, very, very thorough.
I'll give you 300.
What?
I'll take it.
Oh, shit. Let me see it first.
What?
Let me see it first.
He pulls out. He motions towards this robot in the back, or this droid in the back. Kuchu, go in the back and get the blaster for this young
Twi'lek.
And he says affirmative, and he starts going towards the back, and he pulls out a blaster, and he comes over and hands it to you.
Well, it doesn't look like it's in good condition.
Oh yeah, it looks. Yeah, from what you can tell, it looks fine. You want to roll a perception on it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
See if I can perceive anything.
It's average.
Yeah, I do. I do what I do.
You take a look at it, kind of once over, look it back and forth. It looks like a normal blaster to you. It's not like the newest blaster, but there's nothing wrong with it.
All right, I guess I'll pay him 300 for it.
Jabba.
And as you say that, you sell it, you exchange the credits, and he turns around and sneaks out a hole behind the desk. and takes off.
That's not a good sign, guys. I think we should leave. Let's follow him. I jump over the desk and go through the hole.
The hole is too small for you to fit in. When he
so
came up,
you
what?
Athletics check.
Oh, that's true. I probably should have done that, but it's too late.
I take the pistol he just sold me and I fire it down the hole.
That's a pretty good tactic. Let's see how it pans out.
Yeah, that'll be difficult because now he's got some space on you. But you can roll the blaster pistol. I don't know if it will be in your...
I don't have it in there.
Okay, I will put one in there.
I should have just used my gun, but...
You only have one gun. All you have is the rifle.
Yeah, but I just bought the blaster pistol. All
right, you should have the blaster pistol now. Oh, right, but it makes sense narratively that you'd be shooting with the blaster pistol that was just handed to you.
Yeah.
And you shoot down. You do hear it ricochet once, but then you hear...
What was that?
Get back here, you little sleazeball.
You still hear rustling as if he's continuing to run away.
I guess I'll fire again.
He would now be... You should not have even been able to take that, because if he was at long distance, a blaster pistol does not take long distance, and he's even further now.
Well, that's why the ricochet.
Okay. You're right. I should take a light side point for that.
All right. Should we just leave now? I don't know why he ran away. Can I look at the counter, see if he pushed like a panic button or something?
Sure.
Did we get any information from this at all?
Yeah, we got to meet Mandy at the Wild Wings.
Oh.
The Black Wings.
Dark Wings? Darkwing Duck?
What you learned was that Crazo, his go-between was a woman named Mandy, and he had overheard Mandy talking about Blackwind Crater. Mandy works for the...
Black Wind.
Yes. Mandy works for the Redarian chain.
So we gotta go find Mandy at the Black Wind Crater. So can I see why this guy ran now?
Yeah, you can do... there's no, like, investigation check, is there? It's kind of strange. But anyway, it would be a perception. Let's say it's I'll just tell you. You dig around on the desk. Yeah, there's nothing in there that suggests that he let anyone know. There are some buttons, but they're mostly to open and close doors or turn on like the alarms for at night. But there's nothing on there that shows like a communication to anywhere.
Is there one to open a cash register?
You will need to roll that perception check that I didn't allow you to roll earlier. And it's hard.
Can I just shoot the cash register?
Shoot.
No.
Shoot her! Does this robot talk?
I don't know. Try.
Hey, robot.
Affirmative.
Oh.
So you do talk.
Affirmative.
Where did he go?
Affirmative.
Can I shoot the robot now?
Negative.
I shoot the robot with my blaster rifle.
Negative. Negative.
I'm gonna roll.
Negative.
Oh, it is so successful. What's the advantage now?
You shoot at the...
I was pretty close.
Right, no, but... So it's 12 damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Negative! 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 And he falls over.
Yo.
Alright. Hey, guys, let's go to Blackwind Crater.
I like that idea.
Yes, yes, we should.
For the butte.
Give me a second.
What?
Okay. Graf speaks up. And he's like, the Blackwind Crater.
Yes, what do you know about it?
Well, it's 250 kilometers away. I know that. Oh, it's tough being old.
That's nothing. We have a ship.
A space ship.
Yes, not a sailing ship. What year do you think it is?
I don't know.
You're not going to be able to take, like, what kind of spaceship? We talking, like, a speeder? Speeder bike?
No, like a freighter.
Oh, a freighter? No, there's nowhere to land for something like that.
It's a crater. There's plenty of places to land.
Okay, fine. You can take your crater. I'm sorry. It's been a little while since I ever read this even once. Okay, fine.
Hey, it was great before, but now it's greater.
Oh, Jesus.
You do know it's called a crater, not a greater.
Yeah, I do.
Do you, though?
I like you, Graf.
Fine. I guess you're fine, too. Okay.
You and your sad
story. Let's head back to the Kahuna Wave.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you're a good pilot, because we're going to have to navigate thick jungle canopies.
Ship.
Wait a second. Where are you from? Have you ever even seen a jungle?
Yeah, I'm from Ryloth.
Ryloth is a desert planet. But
I spent most of my time on Tatooine.
Awesome. Another desert planet, and I'm just some simply old country bumpkin pirate.
He came from Jakku, actually.
Okay. Okay. This is fun already.
Anorakis.
You do know that trees, like, don't grow into space, right? We can fly over them.
Yes, but you need to go in them.
Yeah, we'll get there.
All right. Okay.
Hey, the dog's here now. He can be the real Wookiee. That's kind of all right. No, all right. I got it.
Did you just set yourself up for another pun?
I mean.
It's more like the real Woofy.
Okay.
Well, so, you guys finished off your drinky booze.
Oh, no. I got some left. Plus.
Yeah. You got plenty.
Yes.
All right, what's next?
I think we should go to the Kahuna Wave.
Yeah, let's get to the wave. We'll take that nice taxi we have, enjoy the ride, listen to some tunes, listen to Graf tell some colorful stories.
Are you sure you guys don't want to just take a speeder?
You said it's 250 kilometers?
Okay.
I don't know how far that is.
It's you know, it's like space.
That answered nothing.
Are you typing in 250 kilometers?
I am. It's 150 miles, bud. That's still a lot.
Space, it's really not.
What?
Well, yeah, but if we take a regular speeder with you crammed in the back, Graf, with Ghost.
You're right. You that's a terrible idea. Yeah. You guys got a ship? Let's get in it. Let's get in the ship.
We'll do a road trip. No, ship. All right. Ship.
Let's right. take the self-driving car back to the wave.
All right, you guys jump back into the self-driving speeder. Where would you like to go? It talks now.
The Kahuna Wave.
What is the Kahuna Wave?
Oh, Blackwind Crater.
No, he needs to know where the cave. We need to know where the caves. We need to get to
Blackwind Crater is outside of my designated range. Yeah.
We need to go.
It is 250 kilometers, which is approximately 150 miles. I cannot drive that far.
Where do we park the ship again, guys?
Spaceport.
Spaceport.
Take us to the spaceport.
Oh, the spaceport. Okay.
And then take us to the best looking ship in the dock.
That is just setting yourself up for disappointment.
It drives you to the spaceport and plops you or stops right in front of a ship that is remarkably not the Kahuna Wave.
Is it nice though?
It's very nice.
Hey, Graf, see that ship?
Yeah. Wait, no, is that what we're taking? Oh my god, it's a beaut.
No.
No,
you
what?
You guys want it?
That's not the one we're taking.
Can we take that ship? What ship is that?
Can we take that one instead?
I think so.
You're a pirate.
Yeah, I was a pirate.
Let's go to the Kahuna.
All right.
Well, I'm still thinking about it, though. All right.
You're going to abandon the Kahuna?
I'm going to rebrand the Kahuna.
Just like the butt radar. It's all in the title.
I mean,
the title transfers.
Exactly. Title transfers. Possession is 9/10 the law.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to try to steal this?
You told me to take you to the most beautiful ship in the yard. This is the most beautiful ship.
Who owns this ship?
It is a diplomat ship.
Perfect. Wow. We're diplomats. Well, he's a diplomat. I'm the bodyguard.
Yes, I know. That's why you have the self-driving car. I am diplomatic use only.
All right.
If you were not a diplomat and trying to use this vessel, you would be in for some very stiff penalties. It's violence.
What's the ship look like?
The ship. It is.
Did you tell us that you don't want us to have this?
The one in in the new trilogy where it goes off the waterfall and just keeps going. It's like a yacht.
No, it's not a yacht because it is a diplomat. So I would say it looks more like the ones from the prequels. So it's like entirely chrome and very shiny. You're thinking of
the Naboo. Star Cruiser? Yeah. You're thinking of the Naboo Star Cruiser. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those look stupid.
This is the most beautiful ship in the port. You told me to take you to the most beautiful ship.
You call this beautiful? I can see my face in it. That's disgusting. No.
That means it's clean.
That means it can get dirty easier.
Mac, do you want to take it?
That is the definition of clean.
I'm going to my ship. I'm mad.
Things that are dirty cannot get dirty. They are already dirty.
So I'm going to shoot the taxi.
Please don't shoot me.
I already killed one robot today.
I'll incur some stiff penalties on you.
All right, so are we going to the wave, or are we taking...
I'm already in there. I'm pissed.
You are still in the speeder.
Oh, am I?
I mean, for now.
The speeder said you're still in the speeder, so.
Yes, and I would know.
All right, well.
Would you like to leave the speeder?
I'm leaving the speeder. Give me a
Okay. I will unlock the doors.
What the fuck?
They were for your own safety, Mr. Diplomat.
I hate this robot.
Please don't hate me.
I will hate you.
I get out.
I hate
you. Would you like to leave the cab?
Yes.
I get out.
I will unlock the door.
I open the unlocked door.
Okay.
Step out, and I wait for everyone else to get out. Hopefully they get out.
Do you guys fight with everyone?
Yes. It's kind of our thing.
It must take you a very long time to do anything.
It takes us about 3 months to get done with, like, a week of work.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Where is this ship? Where is it? We were going to go in this nice diplomat. You said you were a diplomat.
Well, before I close the door...
diplomat ship.
Before I close the door, I go to the robot that's inside and go, good luck getting rid of the smell of a Wookiee. And I slam the door.
Oh, brutal.
But I didn't say it loud enough for Ghost to hear.
I heard nothing. What is going on?
I perceive nothing.
So, all right. So maybe yours is just a little bit dirty. That's fine. It doesn't have to be super clean.
Yeah, you're a pirate.
Yeah, I know, but I appreciate a good ship. Also, my place, very nice. You remember, you're all there.
Yeah, all the nappies in the corner.
Not nappies. Where I come from, nappies mean something different.
Well, where I come from, nappies are napkins.
Okay.
Right, Graf?
Yeah.
Don't
right,
like
fine.
This attitude.
Okay, no, then we're talking the same language. I just needed to make sure that we're saying the same thing. Nappies is napkins.
Okay, let's get on the Kahuna Wave now.
Well, where is it?
There it is.
That's a ship?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you want me to get on that?
Yeah, but you know what? Can you do me a favor? Can you dust off your peg leg before you get on?
I know it don't look like much, but it can make the Kessel Run in 40 parsecs.
It changes every time you tell that story.
I've not told the story to you.
Oh, that's right. How did I know that?
Are you God? can it turn out to be that we've been traveling with the embodiment of the Force the entire time? Can I be a Jedi now?
No.
Oh, fuck. One day I will be Grandmaster Jedi Skyblade.
Aren't you a little old for that?
Nope. You're never too old to have a dream.
Don't you remember how old the Emperor was?
Yeah, he was super old.
Pretty sure he started when he was a kid.
He was probably also a senator.
I actually thought he was a toddler when he learned the ways.
Not in character. What time? Where does this take place again? What time is this after episode 6?
It's after, I believe, Death Star. I don't know. What did we decide? I don't think we decided it was after Return of the Jedi.
Well, there are no more Jedi, so.
So it's after after the explosion of the Death Star for sure.
The first one.
And it's definitely after Jabba the Hutt dies.
Yeah, that's got to be, right?
No, it's Jabba's before. Dead. Jabba's not dead.
I'm confusing our game with Mandalorian.
Which is fair. No, it is not. It's not after Jabba.
Older
dies.
Than Jabba?
No, Teemo was not the big boy or the big man. In fact, we won only by pitting them
against each other.
Right. So it's after episode 4.
After episode 4, but before episode before six. 6, maybe not episode 5.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Do we know the Emperor is a Sith? Is that like common knowledge?
Yeah, that happened in the third.
No, it happened. The Jedi found out. The general population did not find out.
No, I don't think people would know that he's a Sith.
Yeah.
Maybe even know what a Sith is.
Right. Agreed.
Okay.
It would like be knowing what the Krampus is.
We know what the Krampus is.
Yeah, it's just because you're weirdos, though.
They made a movie about it.
Okay, so maybe they made a movie about it.
Yeah, I think that was a horrible comparison.
I don't know. Krampuses are pretty cool, though.
And you should feel bad. Horrible comparison, and you should feel bad.
I do, because I know you weren't talking to God. You were talking to me. Graf. Oh, Graf Lin.
What's the difference, though, am I right?
No, yeah, this is confusing. We're two completely separate people with two completely set of feelings, one of which is more important and real.
You're right, Graf. You're more important than God.
Wow.
Now take this blaster in case if we ever get into a fight. I give him the blaster.
Okay. And he puts it in his waistband.
Turn the safety on first. That's how you lost your leg in the first place.
What do I look like? Don Knotts? Barney Fife?
Kind of.
Actually, ooh. I don't know. What do you look like?
I look like
right down there.
There was a picture of him. Last.
He looks like a bad version of Dave Grohl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're right. He does look like Dave Grohl. That's weird.
He looks like if Dave Grohl was beaten over the head with Kevin Sorbo.
Okay, thank you for talking about my appearance right in front of me.
A compliment. Do you know who Kevin Sorbo is?
And Dave Grohl.
They're both two different, very different people.
But mashed together in a violent, violent way.
With a peg.
Yes, metaphorically.
Okay.
I feel like we're talking to God again.
No, it's me, Graf. Graf Lind.
Graf doesn't know who Dave Grohl is.
I don't. I really don't.
Dave Grohl.
So how could you possibly be offended?
It's my default reaction.
All right, so now you guys are, I guess, back on the kahuna, huh?
Yeah, we're on the wave.
Woo-hoo. All right, we should start to head out to Blackwind Crater.
Okay, so you guys get on the kahuna wave, and you're greeted by RX.
Can I take a nap? A quick nap.
Hello, meat bags.
Flying.
All right, prepare the ship for takeoff.
I'm in charge of this ship. I don't need him to tell me what to do. I'm in charge. I'm preparing the ship for takeoff. We're prepared.
All right, can I go to the crew quarters and take a quick nap before we get to the crater?
Yes, go ahead.
Rest.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
RX unprepares the ship and then prepares it again.
You guys are fighting with your ship now. You really do fight with everyone.
If you don't quit pulling that out, we're gonna start fighting with you.
Can you unpause the game so I can move my character?
No, not gonna do that.
Now I think we're definitely talking to God.
Thank you, God.
Immediately regretting that. You lost your privileges.
I said thank you in a good way.
No, you were just playing with it. Oh, wait, that was...
Yeah, to
was
go to the crew quarters.
Yeah, you were.
who was doing something else I didn't see?
Mac immediately flew off into space. So... You may ask to be moved, and I may move you. After careful consideration.
Oh, wow, what a game.
Okay, so... Now what? Well, we're taking a nap.
I'm taking a quick rest so I can recoup some strain.
I'm flying the ship towards our destination.
Wait, there's a place where I can sleep.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe, I guess.
So Graf comes back. He follows you into the crew quarters.
There's a couch in the lounge.
Oh,
go sleep around the hollow table, the hollow chest table.
Oh,
that's where
I throw my pillow at the door and he opens it.
So, there's three beds in there.
So I'm standing. So Graf is standing in the doorway as you lay down. So I can't. You want me to sleep on the couch? You can't sleep in here.
Fine. Take the wampa skin rug.
That's the floor. I've spent a long time since I've slept in a bed.
Fine.
And he storms off.
Hold on. Are you going to talk this whole time?
What?
Are you going to talk a lot?
No, just asked a question. Can I sleep in the bed?
I guess so.
Oh, okay. And he lays in a bed.
That's Song. My bed.
Oh. Which, all right. Can I sleep in this one?
I guess so. That's Max's bed. No one really cares about that one.
Oh. It doesn't. Okay.
Mac does not sleep in it. Mac only sleeps in the cockpit.
So far, that tracks.
He really, really has fun up there, does he?
I don't know what he does up there. I thought you said you weren't going to talk this whole time.
Son, are you still awake?
I am going to smother you with a pillow and beat you with your own peg leg.
You are so violent.
Then go to sleep.
I can't. I can't sleep.
Then go play Hollow Chess.
I have a confession.
What is it?
I don't know how to play Hollow Chess.
I stand up. I walk over to him. I pull off his leg. And I hit him in the stomach with it.
My leg!
I hit him right in the stomach with it.
Ow!
I warned you.
Well, can you put it back?
Are you gonna shut up?
Oh my god, the voice just makes it such a mighty Monty Python sketch.
I don't think that's the voice I'm doing.
Nope, it absolutely is.
I don't even like spam.
Space Ham.
Space Ham, yes.
I get it now.
Okay, what is Ghost doing?
I'm just rummaging through the fridge, as I tend to do.
Again? Yeah,
that's his default. Okay, you guys...
I'm a Wookiee. Takes a lot for me to be fed.
Alright, I think I'm going to take a break to get a refill. As you guys are en route to Blackwind Crater.
Fartwind Crater.
I got the big breakfast.
Are you the answer tree?
Well, you know.
Almonds, walnuts.
Your butthole and your toes.
What are you drinking, Tiger? Do you have to look that up in the book?
Oh, no, I just didn't really want to answer. It's Dr. Pepper.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hey.
This is me vodka. Too. Dr. This Pepper.
Is straight vodka.
You must be a teacher.
Doctor.
No, it's vodka. It's vodka and flat Sprite.
Dude.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like something that Graf would be drinking.
Except I think his would be grain alcohol, not vodka.
Okay.
Okay.
So you start flying towards Blackwind Crater, and you start to get closer, and you see from above it's basically a jungle marshland, and in the middle of just this gigantic crater that's about 6 kilometers across, which is probably, I don't know, like 3 miles or some shit.
Hold on, I still have that pulled up.
Yeah, this is really germane to the story, so please, please take the time to look it up.
3.7 miles.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, I was right.
Yep. We should have just asked the computer aboard, or the robot, the droid. Okay.
It was quicker.
Should have.
Screw that robot.
Okay.
Hey, I heard you, meatbag.
Okay, what are you gonna do about it? Really quickly.
I will crash this fucking ship.
Fuck! I forgot you have that power.
No, he doesn't.
My bad. I take
that. Has control of our navigation system. He has no control over anything.
He got the ship prepared for takeoff.
It
was done so fast and professionally.
All right.
It was me.
Who's second time?
Who's flying?
I'm flying.
All right, make a piloting space check.
Damn right.
It's 2 purple and a red.
2 purple and a red.
Yes. You start to fail as you're trying to navigate the thick jungle canopy and, you know, find a place to land.
Something's wrong with the ship. What the hell's happened?
Yes.
What the hell's going on?
Definitely blame the ship.
You're not doing anything. Navigate us to the ground.
Now, RX, let's see what you're... So, Ryan, I would like you to roll it, but I'm going to take a look at what RX is. RX has got 2 green.
Yeah, he's not a very good navigation robot.
You probably shouldn't have hooked him up into the ship.
No. That's a bad idea.
I thought it would work like an Alexa.
Oh, but your astrogation is really good.
Oh, does that count for something?
Did you say his irrigation's really good?
Yeah, that's what I said. 2 green against 2 purple and a red.
Boy.
That's not good.
Okay.
Hey! I only failed by a little bit, though.
The PC ship suffers 1 point of hull trauma as the hull is dented and torn by the trees. And you...
Wait. Trees? Trees? There are trees in this crate?
Yeah. Jungle canopy.
Marshland.
Marshland.
Crash landing.
I wake up from the jostling.
You do get hit by a tree, and then you guys make a crash landing into the jungle.
I've never not walked away from a crash landing.
which is technically true. And you guys come to a very rough landing in the trees in some marsh.
Just cut to a video of me and Graf bouncing around the crew quarters, slow motion, not knowing really what's going on, and his leg just passed. His leg I ripped off earlier just passes through the screen.
Oi! Wait, what the hell was that?
Everyone's going slow-mo at that time of the desert crash. I'm holding onto the wheel, but my ass is in the air.
Half of my body is inside the fridge. But like
again,
my feet are
the
like
fridge.
Floating around.
All right, so what the hell just happened?
Well, you crashed.
Oh. Well, that sums it up, then.
Wait, who crashed?
Did we survive?
What do you mean crashed? I wasn't flying the ship.
You shitty meatbags are a collective to me. I cannot distinguish one from the other.
You see why we don't like talking to the robot anymore?
Wait. Did you ever?
I mean, in the beginning, maybe. You were much nicer.
I liked it when he replaced my toe, but after that, he's gone really downhill.
Yeah, what happened to that? What happened to that nice, sweet robot we fell in love with?
Okay.
I feel like this is a bunch of revisionist history.
What do you know?
All right, so
I have perfect memory capsules.
All right, you guys are crashed in the Blackwind crater in a marsh.
Did I gain any strain relief from my nap?
You did. You gained one strain, but then you got strained as the ship was crashing.
Did everyone else get the strain too?
No, just you. No, you gain you do recover a strain. I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, I guess.
I do not have a backdrop for the marsh yet. So
I think it should probably just be Dagobah.
Think of it like Dagobah, yeah. It's okay. A little bit greener than Dagobah though, because Dagobah is like black and stuff. And
like
it's not as
swampy cool. Marshland.
Yeah, it's like a hot marsh.
Hot marsh.
All right. So now I guess where
Graf, lead the way.
Well, I gotta find my leg first.
Oh, where did it go?
I roll over because I'm now on the Wampa skin rug. I roll over, I pull it off from underneath my back, and I throw it at him.
Oh, it stinks.
Yeah, the Wookiee's been sleeping on the rug.
Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter. So he puts his...
It couldn't be any further away from your nose, so it's fine.
Right, so but that's how bad it smells. Oh, and he puts it on. Okay, well, I guess we'll... just go out here for take a look around. Please, could you open the boarding ramp?
Boarding ramp open.
Thank you.
Open the apparently, ramp. Apparently, Mac doesn't know how to open the boarding ramp.
What are you talking about? I just did it.
No, you didn't. RX did it.
I did it at the same time I pulled the lever at the same time said he was doing it.
I asked you to open the boarding ramp one time and you said you don't know how.
I don't really. That was me. That was a clever deception.
It wasn't clever nor a deception. I just assumed you were an idiot.
Wow. You're talking in real life too?
No. I put it down. I realized I was holding it up.
Max deception is quite high.
Really? Yeah, see? He's on my side.
He is the best diplomat that we have aboard this ship.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
What is a diplomat?
Well, it's like Max Skyblade, but the exact opposite.
Wow, that's a real good zinger there.
Zing of the day.
You got him good.
What are you guys talking about? We should be out looking for Butt Radar.
I tend to be with him for once. All right. Let's,
the one time we stopped fighting, we yelled at.
You guys were fighting with each other. And so Graf starts hobbling out of the boarding ramp and takes a look around. And it's swampy. And he walks out into the swamp.
I follow.
Me too. Come on, ghost.
A ghost, not moving. All right. And you guys take a look around. It's hot. It's humid. It's marshy. And you are in the middle of the marsh.
And marsh weather.
Yes, marsh weather. And,
does anyone know what way we should go?
That's a good question. I mean, I was listening. She said she's in Blackwind Crater.
And I guess the center?
Now we're at Blackwind Crater. I mean, we probably should have figured out where to go before crash landing. And
let's just break out the recliners then. It sounds like we're already here.
Yes.
I just start screaming, Mandy. Mandy!
And as you start screaming out, Mandy, you hear like
Mandy? Mandy?
Is Mandy a monkey?
No, I think she's a human.
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure we know what Mandy is, do we?
I think he said a woman. A human.
Oh.
Okay. Human woman.
Not a monkey then.
No, so I guess that hooting
and,
was
and you can hear them. You can hear them hooting, to the point where you know there are several, but you don't know from where or how many. But it sure seems to be more than one.
Monkeys? Are you Mandy?
They don't respond.
Mandy. Anyone else knows how to handle this situation? That would be appreciated, because screaming is not doing it.
I say we enter the center of the crater.
Enter where?
The crater? Isn't this a crater? Like we just
hurtled to the center. We're in the crater.
Oh, I thought we just crashed on the side of it.
Well, we're not in the center of the crater.
Do you know where the center of the crater is, Graf?
I think it's in the middle of the crater.
Do you know where that is in relation to us?
We could check the map. I'm sure your astrogation droid could give you our coordinates and where the center is in relation to us.
All right, go ask him, because he doesn't like us.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay, I guess. And so, he walks up the boarding ramp. And he just looks up in the air. Hello, Mr. Ship.
What do you want? What do you want?
We need a bit of help. We don't really know what to do now.
Sit and spin, buddy.
Great. Not super helpful. Our best guess is maybe to go to the center of the crater.
I am a dismembered droid head, rudely and hurriedly affixed to a ship. Why do you think I would know what to do?
I don't know who you are, why you're so mean. What else do you have to do?
All of that is irrelevant. I have no idea where you should go, nor how to get there.
Do you know how to get to the center of the crater?
Possibly, but I shall not share that information with strangers.
Interesting. How
I poke my head up the water ramp. Oh, come on, Arak, stop being such a nerf herder.
There's someone I know. Yay. It is so strange and lonely being part of a ship now.
Will you just give me the answer that I asked for?
No, I don't know who you are. If you can fuck
God
off.
God damn it.
Mac.
He won't talk to me. He says he wants a familiar face. I think he's lonely.
Mac, I know you're there.
What?
Here are the coordinates and the direction you need to head to get to the center of the crater.
I'm listening.
It prints off on a ticker tape in the cockpit.
It's like a new ticker taper. It's like from like the old ticker tapers. Wow, this is really weird.
I've never seen him
pretty
do
close,
that
guys.
Before.
Bet you didn't know that was on here.
What will they think of next?
So far, we have these things work as text messaging devices. They are the printers. I mean, these things are.
Okay, so.
All right, so you know where we should go.
Yeah, we gotta head west.
Oh, okay. And you guys start all heading right. West.
Graf, take the lead.
Okay. I mean, I probably moved the slowest. Peg leg. Okay.
And he starts walking ahead because he knows where West is as a former pirate. And all of a sudden you see him just disappear. You see a flash and something grabs him and takes him away.
I run to where he was.
Graf!
Disappeared.
No! Oh my god. Not Graf.
Master, and you hear grunting similar to what you heard before.
I sniff the air. Do I perceive anything that way?
Yes. Do you have a... What is your perception?
I don't know.
You probably have decent perception, huh? Two? Oh, you only have two. All right, you can have... It's average.
Can I do a xenology knowledge check?
Sure.
It's the same thing. Doesn't matter. Okay, average difficulty. Roll. Yay, I succeeded.
Oh, with three threats. Okay, so you start sniffing around, and you recognize the smell. They are it's a primate called a Thalios. I don't have a picture of them, but they're primates.
We seek our target as a primate called a Thalios.
And you know that they are, they live in, well, I guess this would be a xenology, but they're pack animals.
I rolled xenology.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Yes, they are pack animals.
They hunt in packs. We must be wary.
All right. I run to where, Graf was taken.
Okay.
Blaster drone.
Okay. I follow quickly behind. Blaster drone.
Okay. And you guys are, like, creeping around?
Oh, we're creeping.
Well, I just ran up to where we saw the flashlight, and I'm looking around.
Okay.
To see if I can see, like, any drag marks or anything from where he was taken.
Yeah. You see it drag off to... can you see... I don't think you probably can't see my cursor. But
yeah, I can.
You can? Okay, so he was taken off in this direction, to the right.
Okay. I run in that direction. Follow the drag marks.
Okay. Um, And as you do that, from behind you, you feel something jump on your back. And it starts attacking you.
I run to the nearest tree and smash my back into it.
The hell was that?
It was a primate attack.
You are now in battle with Athalio.
This is wild.
Is this playing the Pokemon music?
It sounded like the Pokemon music.
It is the Pokemon music.
It is still, I think.
Yeah, it says wild Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's why it sounded so familiar. Great, now I gotta bust out my Game Boy Color and play Red.
Yeah. Okay, so it has jumped on your back, and you are now in battle with it. You can have the first... It's a... What did you do? You bashed into the...
Into a tree.
Like
my back into a tree.
Okay, so that will be a... What is that? A brawn check then?
Brawl?
Right? Or melee?
I would assume it's brawl.
Okay. I know brawl, we decided on it. I don't remember.
It seems like a brawl set.
Okay.
Difficulty?
I think all brawl is three. Is two. It two or three? Engaged is... Oh, no. Melee attacks are always average. Okay. Melee and brawn.
Two successes.
Okay, so that is... Whatever... I don't know. What is the damage on that? I guess that would be whatever your fists are. I know you have fists on your character on the other character sheet.
Two damage plus one for success. So four damage.
Okay, four damage. I know there's a way to do it in here. Okay. Now the Thaleo.
It's just me and the Thaleo?
Right now, yeah, because you ran after it and then it jumped on your back. He rolls.
I run to catch up. Can I, like, run to catch up to this?
Yeah.
Is it, like, an athletic check or anything?
Well, I was going to have the Thaleo go first, and then you can run up and join.
Can I roll an athletic check to see if I can go first?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he's literally on Sarn's back, so...
Unless if you can run up in 4 seconds.
Let's see.
I don't know how far.
Exactly, so 4 seconds is, you don't know how far away it is,
But Wookiees have long legs.
And it's too difficulty, right?
Yeah. Holy shit!
He doesn't do any damage to you, but he does start to move you around, and you could just feel the strength of him on you. And then it would be an athletics check for a ghost to get up on in there.
What's the difficulty?
I guess average.
Yay.
So you made it up in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I use my advantages to transfer my momentum into a melee strike?
You're gonna punch me in the back.
Well, I'm aiming at the thing, but yes, there's a chance I could hit your back.
Yeah, you can do that.
The momentum is still gonna hit me.
Difficulty?
It will be one green and one red.
You mean one purple and one red?
Yeah, that's what I meant, sorry.
Okay. Failed. Okay.
But let's say the advantage, or you can say, you can play the advantage.
I was saying, can my advantage be that I whiff, but close enough that maybe like it's a little bit of a glancing blow where it kind of knocks the monkey off balance without actually doing damage to it?
Yeah, let's say it. You were able to get it off of Sarn's back.
Okay.
Thank you, Ghost.
You're welcome.
But it's still mad. Mac, what are you doing?
Is the monkey's off?
Well, he's off. He's off his back. He hasn't. He's still like. He hasn't run away.
Oh, I'm taking aim and blasting.
Okay, I would like that now to do initiative.
Well, how do I do that again?
Well, he's going to set it up.
Oh.
Vigilance, right?
Everyone.
No.
Everyone
be cool.
Take. Everyone just take turns blasting. All right,
so this. So go to the combat tab. It's on the right. It'll be right next to chat, and you can roll initiative up there.
It's cool though, right?
It will be, yeah, it'll be cool for everyone.
What's the difference between cool and vigilance?
Vigilance is if you don't know it's coming.
Oh. And, oh, it says Lorik, but it should ghost. Say ghost.
Yeah.
I don't know why it says Lorik. That was the original. Can you roll the initiative?
Yes. It's vigilance, right? Or cool?
It'll be cool.
There are no pictures in this thing.
Yeah, I was trying to look real close. Or really quickly, and I couldn't find it. Okay, so now you guys are in battle with this thing. First is Ghost or whoever else wants to go.
I'll take it.
Okay, but you guys you're close enough. You'll be in either short or engage, however you want to play it.
I'd rather be an engage. Can I try to like grapple with it, with the intent of you know, not hurting it, but keeping it from attacking or moving.
So, like, apprehending it, basically?
Yeah, grappling with it, like, pinning it, basically.
I still think that will be a brawl check.
That's fine.
I always wanted to see a Wookiee go after basically a giant chimp.
Well, that's your chance.
I don't know if it would be opposed.
I mean, I'm a lot bigger than this monkey stone, right?
I don't know. Look at the picture I just sent to Discord.
What? General?
Oh, yeah. That's what came up.
Oh, you found one? You found a picture?
I think so. That's what I assume it looks like.
Wow, it's so slow on here. Oh, yeah. Kind of fit. Okay. Roll a, so I won't have you roll against its brawl, because it's rather high. So, roll two difficulty and a one challenge. So two greens and a red against whatever your brawl is. Yeah, I keep saying green.
I know. I failed.
Okay, but you do have four advantages.
Yeah, I see that. Alright, so I let out a Wookiee roar, and I, like, dive at him, attempting to kind of, like, grapple him and try to, like, wrestle him into submission. But I fail over him.
And he's just off balance from you.
Yeah, maybe he spins to follow my path, and so that, at least, how about this? He's facing me, which means he's not facing Sarn and Mac. His attention is on me, and I'm now on the opposite side of them. So like, I'm on the far side of him. Like, if he's here in the middle, I'm here, and then like, assuming like Mac and Sarn are still on this side, so they kind of have like a little bit of an advantage maybe in whatever they're going to do next.
Okay, so yeah, he won't be able to dodge or anything. He's like totally focused on you in some sort of like primal, like animalistic wrestling type thing. And that brings it to either Mac or Sarn next.
Mac, you mind if I take the next one?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, just because I know my gun's more powerful.
Is it?
Then your blaster pistol? Yeah, my rifle's a lot more.
You're shooting your blaster
pistol. Oh, I'm going to shoot the hell out of it.
I mean, Mac also has a rifle.
That's true. It's up to you, Mac.
No, go ahead.
I mean, it's both of us in a row, so it doesn't really matter.
It makes sense that it's time to go first. He likes to shoot.
I do.
He did jump on his back. Or what were you
also
say,
I want to stay a hefty distance away from whatever the fuck this thing is.
Yeah, because you know they hunt in packs, so
dropping that knowledge on you guys.
Yeah. All right. I'll do a quick strike.
Oh wait, can I just say this real quick? Ghost tried tackle. It was not very effective.
All right, yeah, I think I'm going to do quick strike because he hasn't acted, but I don't know if you want to make a judgment on that since you've already had an altercation.
What does quick draw do?
Quick strike is if they haven't acted yet.
Well,
I get a boost.
He did act, but I'll say you get a boost because of Ghost's
distraction.
Yeah.
All right, but then I also want to aim.
Okay.
Double boost.
And he's what, medium range or close?
I think you're still close.
Okay.
Okay.
13 damage.
Okay.
So it's 13 damage and one critical.
You got a critical because there were
three advantages.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I think I add 10 to the critical.
Okay. And I will roll for critical.
Hold on, let me check on that.
For what? The critical wounds?
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if it was passive or not. But it's passive. Okay. So actually you added 20 to it.
20.
I have two ranks on it.
Okay. So he is hamstrung. Which I don't know what that means yet.
I yell out,
wait, no! If you kill this, its entire pack shall descend upon us.
Target loses his free maneuver until the end of the encounter.
Well, I think the whole family is going to attack us anyway. They already attacked one of us.
He's the only one who has been aggressive so far.
Aside from the one that stole Graf.
Which was him. Don't you smell it?
No. No, I don't smell it. All I smell is you.
All right. Now it's Mac's turn.
Is the monkey there or did he run off?
He can't. He's still in the middle of battle, so... Or it's not his turn yet, so he hasn't done anything except get shot.
All right, so I'm gonna range light him.
Okay.
And then, is there anything different I have to add to the roll?
You're not close, so you'll be two difficulty.
And I failed.
Okay.
Thank God.
But how about I axe by missing him? I shot down like a branch or something like that.
Okay.
And it distracted him further from, he's all disoriented because I've just dropped like I shot three times and I missed it. I just knocked down three branches.
Okay. So those branches they fall down. He's starting to get spooked a little bit. And he makes two maneuvers to get further away.
Can he take two? Because he lost his free one.
Well, I guess he would take a strain.
But he can only do one for a strain.
No, he can do
an extra.
You can two.
No, it would be two because you get one free maneuver, one action. And you can take an additional for strain, so that would be two.
I see. Balls. So he's not going to have an action. You're saying he's trading it his
correct.
His
yeah, action. That's what I'm saying.
He's trying to run away.
So that puts him at, that would be long from both you and Sarn.
Well, no, because Ghost should be closer to that side.
Okay, so.
No, yeah, Ghost should be like on the opposite side. Because of what he did with his roll maneuver.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he's running away from both of you.
Yeah.
He's not going to run away from you into someone else.
So I don't have any weapons out or anything, and I just start sprinting after him.
Okay. So with those, you can make up. I think each maneuver will make up ground. So you are at long. And
which way are you gonna go? He went parallel to the line between us all.
He went away from you guys, so he was between you.
Yeah. So if there's a line between all three of us, then he went. So like if I'm here and he's here and Mac and Sarn are here, did he go this way perpendicular to that line?
He went perpendicular to all of you.
And me and him were at melee range, and he got all the way to long in one turn?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
He knows the forest.
Fast little fuck.
You can catch up to him if you use both your maneuvers.
Yeah, I use all my maneuvers. Everything. I sprint.
Okay.
And take a strain?
Sure.
I don't really think this is how it works, but I'm interested. If you want to take an extra strain, you can try and wrestle him.
Like tackle him on the run, you mean?
Yeah.
Tackle
him! I'll take a strain. Do you want me to do a roll check for the tackle?
Yeah.
What, athletics or brawl or melee?
I think it should be brawl.
Okay.
And then what did I have you... I had you two purples and a red.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to, you could. So how many greens you're rolling? Three greens. If you take a light side point, you can upgrade another one of those greens to a yellow.
Sure. Okay. A light side point for what?
So you one of your greens upgrade to a yellow. So it'll be two yellows, two greens.
Two yellows, two greens. Cool.
Red and two purple.
Cool. Damn.
still failed, but you've slowed him down to the point where he probably won't be running any further.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So Mac, you want to go or you want me to go?
Ladies first.
Hey. No, you can't say ladies first to me.
Them's first.
one gender first.
Oh, I was just trying to be first. I was just trying to be slightly insulting.
Well, it worked.
Just slightly. Well, it worked.
Alright, so I'm at long distance too?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to do anything.
So you pass?
Yeah, because it's apparent Ghost doesn't want us to kill this thing. And it's running. It was running away, which means that it doesn't want to fight anymore.
Okay.
So I think we successfully, like, scared it away.
Okay.
So Sarn's passing.
Okay, I take a blast at it.
That was a sadistic one.
It's just a scare blast, you know. It's a what? Is a two difficulty? I mean,
if it's anything like his last shot, so it's not going to hit.
It's going to be. Exactly. It's going to be long.
So three difficulty.
Yes, but your pistol is not a long range weapon.
No,
what he is rifle.
Your rifle is, yeah. So you can use your rifle.
I'm just using my blaster.
Your blasters have stun settings.
Wait, do they?
Yeah.
All right, my rifle?
Yeah, they all have stun settings. Just because you guys have never used it doesn't mean they don't have it.
Tell us that. Oh, shit,
it just occurred
that.
To me.
I assume Sarn has disabled his stun set on all of his weapons.
I didn't even know the stun setting was there. I assume this is why we had to get the safety fixed in the first one, in the first story.
All right. So Mac shoots and misses. The monkey turns. So Ghost had spun him around, so he's not really able to run away. And he fell. He's at a disadvantage. He's gonna leap at Ghost. Although I do not know. Oh, here. Combat skills. Brawl. And they're at engaged. Okay. He fails, but triumphs. He pushes over Ghost and is basically sitting on his chest. Doesn't do any damage, but is in prime position to do some damage.
I run up and I stun attack him.
Well, at this point, it's Ghost's turn.
Is it, though?
I mean, it could be any PC.
I mean, if I passed, can't I place that anywhere?
No, that's not how it works.
That's how it worked.
No, but you can take Ghosts. Ghost is going to be at a disadvantage in his next check.
Yeah, I'm gonna push ahead of Ghost and try to stun him.
Okay, so you're taking are you gonna take a strain to get too close, or you're still gonna be at medium?
I'm at medium, right? Or am I at long?
Weren't you at long in the last one?
No, I was close to the last one, and then he ran away. But okay. He was at long.
Okay, so without any strain, you can get to close.
Or not okay.
Short, I mean.
Wait, medium or?
Well, you're at medium.
Oh, okay, so yeah, I'll run up. You don't know. I'm not even gonna. I'm just gonna aim.
Okay.
So, and stun.
Okay.
Is it still the blaster rifle?
Yeah.
I got a triumph, too. That motherfucker is knocked the fuck out.
Okay. So, you hit it. You hit it, and it is stunned, and it collapses on top of Ghost.
Well, we can always count on Sarn's gun skills.
And that
my triumph will be that he does not, like, scream out to call his, like, hunting party.
Okay, because you stunned him instead of killed him, and your triumph, I agree. It's not... they will. He did not send out like a warning cry,
distress call.
Yeah. Yeah.